This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Continuing with the good times, let's get to some TV talk. This we're going to be looping in AMI with. Let's bring on Greg David.
I'm Greg David, and I love TV. Join me on Kelly and Ramya, where we talk about the biggest hits, misses, and trends in television and entertainment.
Well, this was definitely a hit that we're talking about. It's a first. I'm talking about the first successful installment of the All Access comedy special. That was from last year, and it's available to stream anytime you want on amiplus.ca. And after that, AMI and Pilot Light Productions, in association with Halifax Comedy Fest, are excited to announce that tickets are now available for a free live taping of the Halifax All Access comedy special. So, if you haven't checked out the first one, I said you can go to amiplus.ca to check it out. But also, here's a bit of a preview.
Be here. I wear a hearing aid myself. That's my disability. I am deaf, well, hard of hearing. I've had full-on deaf people get mad at me for calling myself deaf. They've come up to me after shows. When I've called myself deaf, they come up after. They're like, you're not deaf. You're hard of hearing. We're deaf. You're not. I'm like, okay, I don't want no trouble here, you know. I'm just a couple dead batteries away from being on your team, you know what I mean? I do love performing on an accessible show like this because it's so great, not just from the accessibility perspective, but it's so good for your ego as a comedian, because what happens is I tell my joke and then the laughter comes in from the hearing people, and then a moment later, everyone who's reading the real-time captioning, they laugh. And then a second after that, the deaf people laugh from the interpretation, so I get three waves of laughter off the same joke. It's tremendous. You can even get a fourth wave if you have enough stupid people in the audience, so that's nice.
DJ Damaris kills me. Okay, so that was him from the first All Access comedy special. And Greg, you're here to talk about the second one that's coming up for all of us. We're very excited. What makes this special different from other All Access comedy specials? I mean, aside from everything DJ just pointed out.
Yeah, I mean, I love watching that show. And as you were playing that clip, even though I've watched the special a few times, it still makes me laugh when he tells that joke. I mean, the most obvious thing that makes this different from all the other comedy shows out there is it's really a special like no other. The comedians that are featured in it are all from the disability community, and they all come together to celebrate their unique outlook. I mean, DJ has a very unique outlook coming from the deaf and hard of hearing community, and loves talking about that and making jokes about it. And like last year, we're hoping to fill the theater with a bunch of people of all abilities there just to celebrate laughter and have a good time.
You know, what's amazing to me is how quickly, you say last year, but to me, it just feels like this just ran. And I know the show just ran, but the taping of it, getting it together, getting it on air, following it up so quick. Man, that's like says something about the success of it, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we're going along with the schedule of the Halifax Comedy Fest, right? That was the same thing last year.
Of course.
So when the festival happens, we've got to be on it. So, you know, like you said, you know, this was filmed the first one was filmed last spring. And, you know, the production company took hold of it, put it all together. And then we broadcast it on AMI TV this past February. And here we are already planning for the second one. Really exciting time.
When and where is the All Access comedy taping happening, sir?
Yeah, that would be very important information to be sharing. So it's going to be filmed live during the 2024 Halifax Comedy Fest, and that'll be taking place. The taping will be taking place Sunday, May the 12th, 2024. So we are less than a month away for the taping, and it's going to be filmed at 3 p.m. Atlantic time at the Spats Theater. We're back in the Spats Theater again in lovely Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Oh, people are going to be so hyped. Everyone who came to the first one would probably come back to the second one. Sounded like very successful. So DJ Damaris, who's hard of hearing, is going to be hosting this year's event. Who else is going to be coming up to the stage for comedy? People from the disability community.
Yeah, we're excited to have DJ back. He was, for those folks that already check out AMI TV, he was the star of One More Time, which was airing on CBC and AMI TV. But, he's not out of our grasp yet. So he'll be back as the host. Tina Frimmel is from the cerebral palsy community, and she's down from the U.S. So this time around, we're going a little bit more international. Last year, it was all Canadian stand-up comedians. So we've got an American on the docket this year, and she's from Burlington, Vermont. She's been in Just for Laughs festivals in the past for 2019. Before that, she's appeared on the Drew Barrymore show as well. She's the 2018 winner of Vermont's Funniest Comedian. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Okay.
Craig, where the heck have you been?
I know, right?
Not in Vermont.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we all know
that Kelly
is...
live in Vermont.
Yeah. I'm not too far away. Absolutely. So we're excited to have Tina on. Jose Paranian. He is a global TEDx speaker and comedian. He identifies as being a stutterer, and it's interesting. He spent the first 25 years of his life not really speaking at all because he was so confounded by his stutter. And now he not only stands up in front of crowds of people and talks about it, but also does some stand-up comedy. So he
what
is
a part story.
Of the schedule. Yeah. And a familiar name, Dan Barra Berger, who was part of the Kelly and Ramia primetime special. He is a member of the blind community, so he's going to be part of the show as well. And then we've got Michael McCreary, who identifies as being part of the autism spectrum community. He's going to be part of it. And he's 26 years old. He's done TED Talks as well. He's written a book. He's performed at universities across the country. And so really, really excited about such a strong lineup of comedians at this year's All Access Comedy Special.
Wicked.
Just to correct you, it's Dan Barra Berger. Oh, no. Sorry. Dan corrected us during the show.
And you know what, Kelly, you can blame that on the communication specialist at AMI because I gave you the wrong pronunciation of his name, but I've learned since then.
So have we.
So did I. When we worked on Squeaky Wheel, I learned immensely. But Dan is awesome. What a wonderful lineup. Greg, how will the theater be made accessible for everyone?
Oh, yeah, great question. So additional wheelchair accessible seating is going to be available. American Sign Language interpretation will be available on site. For those that were watching the clip, the ASL interpreter stands right there on stage. There's also going to be CART real-time captioning technology for the deaf and hard of hearing community. The other thing is that the stand-up comedians themselves are going to go through some integrated described video training. So basically what that means is they will come out on stage and describe what they're wearing, describe a little bit about themselves. So if you're a member of the blind and partially sighted community, you'll be able to picture that in your mind. And then, of course, if they do anything that involves, physical comedy, then they'll be describing that as well. So just making sure that everybody in the audience is fully included.
And this was pretty much what was accessible and inclusive from last time as well. But is there anything that shifted or got tweaked from the first special to now that you want to make sure is implemented? I know you went back to the same space, so obviously we appreciated that.
Yeah, no, great question. Yeah, there were some notes that were given from the audience last year. When people were coming into the theater, they weren't necessarily being directed anywhere. And of course, if you're a member of the blind and partially sighted community, you'd like a little bit of description as to where the heck you are and perhaps where the seating is. So we took that into account. So there will be ushers on hand this time around that can help with that. If you need some help to your seat, then they can certainly help with that. It is general admission, which is a little bit different from last year. Last year, you could go in and pick your seats, but this time you show up and you can get your seats.
Very
really
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
When you think about the people and the interest and just tracking things like that, the feedback, but also the returnees who love this kind of thing, Greg. And I think for the comics, the venue, the festival itself and AMI, what a win-win all over the place for publicity and people knowing. It's always cool when people know the Comedy Channel has stuff coming on from Montreal or wherever comedy festival. And this is just so exciting and following suit.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's something where we're surprised that it hadn't been done before. And the production company that we worked with and have worked with this time around, Pilot Light Productions, they were amazed that nothing like this had ever been done before. You know, they work with the Halifax Comedy Fest every year. So it's been a real thrill for them. I don't think I'm putting words into their mouths. They just have loved this and, you know, making it, putting it together, packaging it and putting it together for AMI and for our audience. It's just a win-win for everybody. And it's introducing you to new comedians. Like, you know, people may know DJ Demers because he's so well known, you know, not only within the AMI world, but also, you know, kind of nationally and internationally down in the States. But you might not know necessarily some of the other comedians on the docket. So it's all about, you know, discovering those new comedians as well.
Yeah, and that's why, as Kelly said, having it attached to the festival and yep. being such a big feat that way is so huge.
Yeah.
Well, years ago when... comic Gord Painter, him and I used to associate. I was working on some stand-up stuff at the time, and he was a tremendous mentor for me. But if we could just have had the venues outside of Yuck Yucks and things like that, which were very great places and Second City for people who are doing writing and getting into other things, you know about all that, Greg. But think about something like this for the disability community to get out there, get that little leg up there, and to have a show that treats you the same as all your fellow quote, able-body, unquote, comics out there. Wow, this is just such a wonderful, wonderful thing to have happen and be a part of a show like this for everyone. Do you want to talk to us about people getting tickets to All Access Comedy? What do you have for us?
Yeah, absolutely. And just before I get to that, actually, Gord Painter went to my high school in Brantford. He went to North Park Collegiate. And when I was in drama class in grade 12, he actually came back and then did a stand-up act in the theater, our theater at the high school. So it was a real thrill to see him. But yeah, so how do people get tickets? I just gave you the date. I told you the time, so let's go. The free tickets for All Access Comedy, you can go now to HalifaxComedyFest.ca. That's HalifaxComedyFest.ca. Like I said before, the seating is general admission. The tickets are absolutely free. And when you do visit that link at HalifaxComedyFest.ca, you will be asked, there will be a yes or no about whether you need require wheelchair seating. You'll also be asked if you are need ASL and or live captioning. And those notes will be taken so that if you're a wheelchair user, you will be down in the front because there's special seating there. And if you require ASL or live captioning, they'll ensure that you have the sight lines for the ASL interpreters or also the screen for the live captioning. So a couple of questions in there, yes or no, and then you'll be able to land your tickets.
Okay.
Wow. So
fantastic.
Wonderful.
And,
I was just going to ask Greg to repeat it because every time he brings up being a former student at North Park Collegiate as a former wrestler for W. Ross in Toronto, and it just kind of throws me off all the time. Oh, Craig, I'm all screwed up for the day. Thanks.
And just a quick reminder again, the special taping Sunday, May the 12th at 3 p.m. Atlantic time at the Spatz Theater in Halifax. HalifaxComedyFest.ca. Let's fill those seats and let's have a good time.
Oh, you will. You awesome. Will. Definitely. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Communication specialist Greg David joins us every other week. We talk TV, and today we're highlighting the upcoming taping of the Halifax Comedy Special, the All Access Comedy Special. And if you want to go check out the first one from last year, go to amiplus.ca.
Thumbs up to the North Park Collegiate former students, current students.
Is that why you're all discombobulated? Because you wanted to give
Greg's
them thumbs up?
Schoolmates, former schoolmates, whatever. I'll stop picking on it now. Gosh, I hate when he reminds me.
The Walrus is Canada's conversation, and you're invited to take part. Download AMI's Voices of the Walrus, where professional narrators read selected articles from the magazine. Available wherever you download your AMI podcasts.
Thanks, me.